Germany had exported communist leader Vladimir Ilyanovich Lenin to Russia during the First World War with the intent of fostering revolution and dissension as a means to reduce the Russian threat on their eastern flank and the pressure of a war on two fronts. The communist injection tactic was successful beyond Germany's wildest dreams. Was this in part due to an untold or seldom retold story of massive support from Germany for the communist revolutionaries, not only during the 1917 revolution, but afterwards during the consolidation of communist power? Over the ensuing years, the Russian communists learned the hard way the secrets to their own stunning success, lessons on how to win against much more powerful and advanced opponents. One of many strategies and tactics was key. The secret identification, support, development, protection, development, financing, networking, and promotion of a great leader with an effective, radical, dedicated team of leaders, philosophers, visionaries, and revolutionaries. Another key lesson from the Tsarist past, as well as the revolutionary experience, was the importance of information and torture, blackmail, false allegiances to get it, and the skilled use of disinformation and propaganda to both motivate and to undermine. Many communist revolutionaries had been tortured and imprisoned for challenging the late Tsarist regime, so they were experts from the wrong side on the effectiveness of these dark skills. And not to be underestimated is the power of a vision and a great hope for something better, at any price. Visions and hopes to make followers and fools of essentially all intellectuals. Keep these issues in mind, as the basis of the current film is that the same ploy was replayed at a much greater scale by the communists on the Western powers.